More music. Better mental health. Only on IPL Radio.
That's right, you are listening to IPL Radio and it's Mish on Good Vibrations. Now, I've got a phone interview. Hopefully Louise can hear me. Can you hear me, Louise?
I can hear you.
Excellent, we can hear you too. That's fantastic. Thank you for joining us this morning on IPL. Now, I put a call out the other day for people to come on to talk to me about their mental health journeys, because I actually like people to come into the studio, but I don't know whether you know, we're in the process of moving and it's a bit of a construction site right now, but the phone interviews are the better way to go, or just as good. And you put the call out to say, yes, I'm interested. So thank you. Tell me a little bit about yourself, if that's okay with you first.
Okay. I'm a grandmother, 60-something, and half dozen kids, 14-something grandkids.
Wow.
And been a life journey that's had more twists, I think, than a go-go dancer.
I love the way you put it that way. I reckon that's fantastic. And I just noticed you're sitting at Blue Wren, is that right?
I am.
You are. I was there the other day. It's my favourite spot. I ride a motorbike and that's my favourite spot to ride to. So I love it down there.
Yeah. The phone is a bit unstable where we live out on the farm, so yep. I thought I'd better come in here.
Very nice. Thank you so much for doing that, and what a perfect spot to be having an interview from. I wish I was there with you. have a nice coffee for me. Now, you said you've had a bit of a journey, as in the go-go journey. Are you able to elaborate on that? Excuse me.
Yeah. In my younger years, I was on a roll. I was a mayor at 29, won national awards and
wow.
Business. At the turn of the century, I had a six-figure consultancy, and, yeah, the world was my oyster.
Yeah.
And then by 2010, all the kids had left home, and hubby and I were getting ready to go nomading and do our thing, and the bug died on me.
Are you joking?
Yeah, well...
Was it an illness or something quick?
Yeah, he had cancer.
Oh, no.
But I thought, you know, I was a fairly ballsy sort of a woman. I thought, yeah, okay, so I dealt with the grief and I got married again a couple of years later.
Are you kidding? Good for you.
Well, I just kept working. I didn't deal with the grief. I just kept
working.
Oh,
I see. You just moved forward then, very quickly.
Yeah, well... between 2011 and 2017, I ended up losing two husbands, my grandmother, my mother, my daughter, and my home.
Are you kidding me? Oh, I'm so sorry to hear
burned.
That. Oh, no. That sounds terrible. So just going back first, you said that you've lost your first husband, and then
yep.
You went almost straight into another marriage. Do you think that was a good move or something you needed to do? Or
yeah, this question's been asked a few times. When you've only had a good one, it's easy to find a good one.
Yeah.
So I actually have number three at the moment, and I only know how to find good ones.
Oh, good for you. Leave some for the rest of them, though. I've got a good one too. I've been married for 33 years, so you better not go and die on me.
Yeah, I had my first one for 32 when he passed.
That's gorgeous, 32 years, yeah, it's definitely...
Yeah, so in your mental health story, when I was sliding downhill, I didn't know that I was.
Okay.
Because I'd always been in control of my life and everything was organised, I just kept doing things as normal. I just kept working.
Yep.
But I wasn't aware that when something major like that happens in your life, you know the story, if you get married, change your job, change your house,
yep.
Have a baby. You're supposed to fit those things around your new lifestyle so that you can adapt.
Yes.
But you're only supposed to do one of those every 2 years at best.
You've probably done all of them in five, probably, did you?
Yeah, so I wasn't aware of this, and then trying to deal with these massive psychological changes,
yeah.
I just kept working.
Okay. So that was your way of coping, do you think?
It was, but it didn't help because I spiraled downhill so deep. I ended up dangling my legs over the edge of the abyss. I was ready to go.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So was that your time that you realized something was wrong?
That was when I was ready to go. I promised myself I was done. I'd make one phone call, and if she didn't answer, that was it.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
That's a lot of pressure on the person that was answering the phone. Does she know that?
She's my soul sister.
Okay, yep.
She knew that I was struggling, but not quite that bad. Okay. I didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, as you don't, yeah.
Yeah, it's easy to hide. You Correct. Just get on with being yourself.
Absolutely.
But what I need to get the message across to people is if you're having major things happening in your life, you really, really, really must reach out and ask for help, because you may not be able to see what it's doing to you. And when it does that, whatever it does to you, when it happens and you can't see the changes in you, others around you can, but you may not be approachable.
So do you think that was what was happening? People were seeing the differences in you, but you were unapproachable?
I'm having some interesting conversations with my sons now, and mm-hmm. they're telling me, Mum, for God's sake, how come you couldn't see you were so messed up?
Why didn't they do something about it, though? Did they try?
Say again?
Why didn't they do something about it if they saw the changes in you? Did they try?
Hey, come on. I was a ballsy woman. I was a mayor of 29. Nobody tells this lady what to do.
Stubborn is the word I would use.
That's
ballsy is a better one, but I think stubborn is the way to go. Oh, okay. So they were trying, but you weren't listening.
Yes.
You were a woman of the world who knows what you're doing. You're confident in yourself. Leave me alone. I'm fine.
Yes.
Okay. So at that point, go on.
Well, there was a trigger point. I'd been feeling down and struggling. I was drinking my scotch. You could hold the ice. not sleeping, not eating well, and I had just declined in so many different ways that I could no longer see any logic in living. There was nothing left for me.
Okay. Even though you got your boys?
Yeah.
Okay. But go on, sorry.
Yeah, I was not aware of my mental state. And what I'd like to share with you and your listeners is if you know a friend who's been through a struggle, it's okay to tell them that you can see that things aren't right and you offer a shoulder, an ear, something. Don't try and tell them what to do. Be an ear and let them talk to you.
They need someone trustworthy to be able to just listen. Listen is the word. You don't need to make an opinion. You don't need to fix anything. You just need to be there to listen.
Yes.
Wow. And you have found that person, as you said?
I have found a good man, yes.
But you've also got your soul sister, yeah?
Say again?
You've also got your soul sister?
Yes, yes.
And she was the one that you reached out to at that point of no return? No,
I rang her and she actually answered the phone She stayed on the phone with me until I'd got myself to the hospital.
Good, good. And what was the process from that point on? Did you get the assistance that you required immediately?
Well, we're going back to 2016 mm-hmm. and a mental health plan then was a conversation with a shrink and some drugs.
It's pretty much similar to that now, unfortunately.
Well, I chose to have the conversation with the shrink, mm-hmm. but I didn't choose the drugs. I chose alternate therapies.
Okay, good. This is the track that I'm going down, because I've been on medication for anxiety and depression for 26 years. So my journey at the moment is to see what else is out there. I'm not saying don't take medication. I'm saying that there's other things I could be doing to help myself.
Yes, yes, but only because of my personality that held on, mm-hmm. being that ballsy woman, I was determined to get my life back. And when I read the fine print on the drugs, I knew that I already had most of that. I didn't need it for the rest of my life. Okay. So I made a conscious decision. I want my life back.
Yeah, good for you.
I want more than my life back.
Yeah, good for you. So what did you find that helped you to make that transition?
Well, that was the next struggle because I was trying to find alternative therapists and I had no idea what I was looking for.
No, I know. It's hard. There's so much out there as well.
So this is the reason why I asked to be able to share my story, because after going through my journey and getting my shit back together and working through so many friends who were therapists who helped me in so many little ways, I decided that there must be a struggle for other people. So I created a group. It's a Facebook group called The Meld, M-E-L-D.
The Meld, okay, yeah, got it.
Yeah. Now, when I created it, I had a couple of groups in Queensland going, because I like to travel.
Yep.
And then COVID hit and shut the groups down.
Even though it was a Facebook thing.
It was a Facebook group. There were groups where people could actually get together and share their natural therapies with each other and get to know each other, and where the public could come along and ask questions.
Okay.
A place where people like myself could actually go and find a therapist, or at least start asking the questions.
Which is something that I need to be doing. So as soon as I hang up from you, I'm going to be looking for that Facebook page.
Okay. Now, the Facebook page that you will need is the local group one. So I have just formed the Meld Mandurah.
The Meld, I'm just writing it down, Mandurah. Yep.
Yep.
Excellent.
Which covers the area and all the therapists from Perth down to Busselton.
Yeah.
I have no doubt that once it starts to really take off, then we'll break that down and there'll probably be separate groups along down the coastline
break
like there is on Queensland.
Yep. But still, you've got, so you'll have people advertising on that page, their therapy.
It's not for profit and it's for all the therapists from complementary, alternative, esoteric, and people who sell crystals and bells and whistles, anything associated with natural wellness.
But how did, but for me going on there and yourself, when you started this sort of thing, how did you know what therapy was right for you? Did you just try before you buy?
I found somebody who could do something like I found a kinesiologist.
What's that?
These guys can tap into the energies in your body and ask your body questions like they're talking to your subconscious and get answers and then help give you direction on things that you should and shouldn't be doing that will help with your healing.
Okay. That's emotional healing, not just your body. Is that your body as well? Like
kinesiology is recognised by physiotherapists.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, see, this is what I'm looking at, is all this alternatives. So I'm definitely going to go on to the Meld's page and do that, because I'm at the point in my life where I need to find something else, because I need to have my life back.
Okay, so the Mandurah one has only just started, so if you don't get too much interaction, hold off for a bit. We're doing a introduction to the Mandurah Meld on the 23rd.
Okay.
With a group of therapists. So if there are any therapists listening who are interested, find my page and then follow the crumbs, you'll find it.
Yeah, well, I've been speaking to a lot of different people in the area, so I might get them onto it as well, see if they're interested.
That would be awesome. I just felt that I could give back to the therapists who helped me.
How long did it take you to find the right therapist for you?
I tumbled along wherever I was and I found a friend who had something. They don't tend to advertise too well.
Mm.
I just gave them the inquisition on what can I do next.
Okay.
And I allowed myself to be the guinea pig when they were doing meetings and sharing new gifts, new skills. They needed a demo model. I would put my hand up as quick as lightning.
So the question still remains, how long did it take you to find that right therapy?
There is no one. That's just it. Natural therapies are unique in that you need to find the people that work with you that you can relate to.
Yeah, I agree with that. I actually do agree with that. You need to be comfortable with that person. And trust as well is the big thing.
Trust is a huge part of it, yes.
Are you talking, so do you take herbal stuff as well?
I do take supplements. It's taken me years to work out where my body weaknesses are. All I do is top up where I know my body weaknesses are.
Okay. And you know that you just know your body, or someone tells you?
From trial and error, I know that I need magnesium. I'm a gardener, so I take sulfur because my mother used to be a nurse, and she told me that you put sulfur in your system to clean your blood. But that was before the days of penicillin.
Okay. Yeah,
so
interesting.
If I start get any minor infections or pustules, I hit the sulfur and flush the blood.
And it works for you. It works. See, all these olden remedies, I reckon they are coming back.
They are
better than taking a chemical alternative, which is what I'm trying to change. Because as I said, I've been on medication for 26 years, and I want my life back because I don't believe that I'm living my full life because of the medication. It's dulling my life in the fact that it just makes me zombie-ish, if you know what I mean. And yeah, I'm happy that you haven't gone down that medical path and tried alternative.
I'm happy to help others now. Now that I've got myself back together, I'm getting back into my own. I'm not going consultancy this time. I'm going coach.
Yep.
But my goal now is to actually coach the natural therapists in their business systems. Because most of them are solopreneurs and they know how to do their healing, but they're not really big on their business
promotion sense. Yeah, yeah.
So I want to tap in and actually help them from the ground up. I used to, pardon the expression, the way it rolls off my tongue, but I had a consultancy at the turn of the century. I was making six figures. I used to design, write and implement quality management systems and compliance programs for corporations.
Wow.
And now I take that skill that I have. And my passion is to help the small business operator get their business systems going so they can actually grow their business and make money, make it profitable.
And not only make money and make it profitable, but help the people that are in need.
Well, that linked in with the MELD. That's how I operate from here on. That's my giving back to the universe my gratitude for helping me find my way again.
Yep, that's exactly right. Yeah, it's give and take, isn't it? Yeah, that's great. I'm glad that you've gone down that path, and I'm excited to look into it a little bit further with you.
Thank you.
It's as I said, it's definitely something that I've been looking into. Not very well, but I do need to do something because I'm 56 now and I need to sort myself out. Been on these tablets far too long. I'm not saying to people out there, I'm not saying don't take your meds, because it's something that I will do, but it's an alternative to help you get through the day.
You can still take, I still suggest that if you've been on meds, for God's sake, don't get off them in a hurry.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's a dangerous thing
to do. It definitely is. I've been down that path a couple of times, and it's a major mistake, so do not take your tablets. Yeah.
Create some self-awareness. Go and learn what other options are out there. Try some little things.
Yep.
But just create awareness in your own mind. Meditation is probably one of the best.
I find that really hard. Because it sounds like you've got to sit down and do nothing for half an hour and completely empty your mind. I don't know whether that's right or not, but I really find
That's the misconception. That's where that's what people are led to believe, but it's way more than that. Ask somebody who, if you get involved in the MELD, there are people who do, there's new moon. There's a new moon ceremony on the beach in most of the beaches down the coast.
Yeah, there's one around here. I've never been to one yet. I've been to a couple of sound immersions. They're good.
Yes. So you combine sound with somebody giving you a guided instruction on what to do inside the mind while you're in there, so you're listening and you're conscious. And then either natural smells of the beach, the ocean, rhythm of the ocean, or if you're indoors, some quality essential oils.
Yeah. I think I need to be told what to do, so I need someone to
a guided meditation. Go to any of those beach events on the new moon or the full moon or the equinoxes.
Yeah.
And just sit in and experience and then talk to the person that's guiding it and they will help you with your next step.
Yeah. I think that's my next step to do that, because as I said, I've been to the sound immersions, but it literally just is the sound and not really being guided as much as I need to be, I don't think. So
beginners need the guidance.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Once you've mastered it, because there's all sorts of other things. You can do breath work. There's so many things that you can do alongside, but the best step is to start with guided meditation with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Okay. I will definitely take that on board and look into that.
I still do it. I still do it today, because if I find myself getting any stress levels rising at all, the meditation helps. There's a word that we use. We become heart-centered. And if you know the love and genuine love of self from the heart, then when you become that way, you can take what's in the head down into the heart in a conscious meditation and become heart-centered and calm yourself.
Okay, that sounds lovely. That sounds very, very good. And I will definitely be taking that on board and giving that a try. I think that'll be my next step. to do that. No, my next step is to get onto the Meld in Mandurah.
Yes.
And then I'll look at what's on there, but I also want to do my guided meditation. So thank you for putting me on the right path there for a moment. And that's just the first step.
There you go.
The first step of the ladder.
It's a beautiful world when you can get inside yourself and not allow anyone or anything on the outside interfere. Mm. And you learn to love the self and what you do.
That sounds like something that I could never achieve, but the thought of it being able to be achieved is just wonderful.
By saying that it would, I don't think I could do it, or like something like that, you won't. If you change what you say to yourself, something like, I would really like to find something like that.
Gotcha. Yeah, you're right. I'm putting a negative on it before I even start.
Yes, you are.
Mm. That's my personality. There you go. That's what I've got to change, is my thinking. To be positive rather than the negative. I'm very bad on the negative. Or very good at it, I should say.
Well, the first step for you is to become conscious of when you're negative. Because that then will slowly swing.
Ah, true. That's very true. Slap myself when I say something negative. Then I'll remember in future.
No, don't slap yourself. Kiss yourself. Kiss yourself.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I could do that. No, that was a bit
weird.
Do something
nice and then giggle.
Yeah, that's true. I had a lady in a couple of years ago, and we were doing laughter therapy. That was really good. I really enjoyed that. It was a strange feeling, but it was really very therapeutic.
Releases endorphins like nothing else can.
Yeah, I know. It was quite amazing. Quite amazing.
My husband and I, we pay, flip every morning at 11:30 over a cup of coffee.
Yeah. What is that?
Flip.
Flip. What's that?
Well, you know.
Yeah. Oh, you play the game.
Yes, it's a card game.
Oh, I see. Oh, right. Okay. I've never heard of that one.
Oh, it's a new dimension. Instead of picking up two, you flip the cards and you got to pick up five.
Is it using the same cards as
Yes, what they've done is they've created a dark side on the other side. And then they added in some flip cards.
Uh-huh.
So that if you draw a flip card
and
you put that down, you turn the deck and turn your hands.
Where did you get that from?
Any of the major supermarkets that have all the kids' games.
Oh,
they're in there.
Okay. All right. I might look into that. Thank you.
I should get a commission for every time we sell these.
No, you should. Maybe you should get some for yourself and sell them on.
Just I read tarot. I'm happy with the tarot.
I think you're very much a go-getter, aren't you? Any option, any opportunity out there, you're going to try. And I think that's good. I think that's good.
As long as I can be helping others along the way, my journey now is about helping people discover what's out there that has been kept subdued, kept hidden.
That's lovely.
So I will become very vocal about possibilities of how to live a better life.
I love that thought. Absolutely love that thought. So you actually live in Dwelling Up?
No, Mish, we're actually nomads because I lost my home.
Yeah.
Scared. We were travelling up North Queensland. That's why I was building the Melds heading up the coast.
Mm.
And we were in North Queensland when COVID shutdown started.
Okay.
So I did a little conversation with the universe and said, I think it's time I wrote my book. Oh, yes, I've written my book too. I put a message out to the universe. I need somewhere where we can lock down for all of this bullshit.
Mm.
And found a job here in Dwelling Up.
Oh, on the farm. So you're working on the farm.
Yes, so we made a beeline from North Queensland across, and the borders were closing behind us as we arrived.
Mm.
And so I published my book a couple of months ago called Why Would You?
Can you post that, give that post to me, and I'll put it on my Facebook site?
I can share it onto your page.
That'd
yes.
be fantastic.
I can do that for
Please
you.
Please do, yeah.
But the book is my story interwoven with methods that people can use if they find in the same situation, how they can self-recover.
Oh, I'd like to be able to read that myself, actually. So, yeah, please pass that information on. So you ended up in beautiful Dwelling Up.
Say again?
You ended up in beautiful Dwelling Up.
Yeah, we did.
And there you're still there. Any plans of moving on?
We've actually put our notice in. So, I've put my notice in. Hubby wants to stay. But my book is published, so I'm ready for my next adventure.
Good for you. And what is that adventure?
That's becoming a business coach, a business systems coach for the alternative therapy industry.
Excellent. And you can do that from Dwelling Up?
I can do that from wherever I am.
Perfect. It sounds fantastic. And you're definitely a person that was always on the move, I think.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I do have a dream. One day, when we settle down, I will have a very high-class, like a five-star resort, but I want to build a unique healing pyramid.
Oh, right. Interesting.
So that's what drives me to achieve what I achieve.
Good for you.
That will be my legacy.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, hopefully you'll get to that point, and hopefully I'll be walking through the door to view it.
Hope's got no say in it. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, good for you. I love it. Absolutely love your attitude. Thank you so much. Is there any last words you want to leave us with?
Just that life is worth living. When you're down and out and you can't see it, when you find your path, life is definitely worth living at the other end of it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, Louise, for joining us today on IPL. And
Thanks, Mish, for the opportunity.
It's been great, and I would love to be able to talk to you again, and maybe if you're in the area, you can pop in once we've got our walls and our doors on.
It sounds like I might have to, just to review those.
I think so too, because it's people like you that I want in the door and sharing my 3 hours with me. So thank you so much. Have a fantastic day there in Dwelling Up. It'll be a beautiful day out there today.
It is. It's going to be a tad warm, but we can live with that.
I was there actually last week, and it was actually quite chilly in the morning. I was there for breakfast, and it was actually quite chilly.
I think some days it's Melbourne here.
No, I don't think it's as bad as Melbourne, but it was actually quite nice, actually, because coming down into the down the hill, and actually because I'm on a motorbike, the temperature drops. It's actually very nice.
Nice. Yeah, I missed my wheel.
Yeah. So
yeah,
what's that?
I had a bike.
Oh, did you? What did you ride?
Hayasang Aquila Classic Cruiser.
Nice. Yeah, I'm on an Indian Scout.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, I've ridden mine around Australia. So yeah.
Wait.
Oh. Yeah, so that was my passion and my bucket list, so all done.
All right, I'll have to drop in and get to know you and meet the lady.
Definitely. So when I'm in Dwelling Up, I'll give you a buzz and you can come and have a coffee with me.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Louise. Have a fantastic rest of your day. And I'm going to play a bit of old Cliff Richards, Wired for Sound.